In their first book together, Dr. Alex McFarland and Pastor Bert Harper answered 100 Bible questions, and the questions have kept on coming. Now, in 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families, Alex and Bert equip readers to understand what Scripture really says about God and life. They help to strengthen and grow your relationship with Christ, and the book can help you support and defend biblical truth. 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families, available now at resources.afa.net.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
We're talking theater or movies, folks.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I sold one of my kidneys, and we bought us tickets right behind home plate. It's worth it.
Under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances.
Bingo. Old dog Candler.
You're right back in it, Tim.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. And I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here, and I got a little thought for today.
Okay, a little thought of inspiration.
Your future doctor is using ChatGPT to pass med school. So you better start exercising and eating healthy.
Chat GPT.
GPT.
A lot of people are using that now.
And that was quite a car there in the mid-70s.
The chat GPT.
It had a short run.
That's it.
But about a three-year span there.
Had that real the hatchback.
Right.
Real kind of cut off.
Little spoiler, and it'd go from 0 to 60. They would tell you how fast.
The GTP and the Subaru, they were kind of, neck and neck there for a while. Whatever happened to Subaru?
0 to 60 in about 2 weeks.
Subaru's still around. I got a trivia Subaru question for you.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, sir.
For the show?
No, not for the show.
Okay.
It's like the number one car in Alaska. And here's why. My wife lived in Alaska for 2 years. It's all-wheel drive. And so, a lot of slipping and sliding going on in Alaska. And so the Subaru, they get that because it's all-wheel drive. It's almost like it's four-wheel drive always. And it's just a perfect car for that environment.
Hmm.
So you see them only a few here and there. Very reliable car, but just not like Chevy or Ford as far as popularity. But in Alaska, everybody has one.
Paul Simon sang about that.
He did. He sure did.
About what?
On that album, The Far Side of the Moon, and the far side of Alaska, you can drive along in your Subaru.
Didn't he sing about subsiding away?
Oh, sliding away.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I thought you meant drive your Subaru to the levee.
Yeah, there's an 18-second delay with your brain right now, I think. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. What are we doing here, Ed? Lay it out for us here.
I don't really want to characterize what we've been doing for the last 3 minutes, but I will talk about what we did for the show, what we do here for the show.
All right, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, all right. So we are professors of this university because Trivia Friday is also known as
Learning University.
I waited until JJ got a mouthful of coffee before I asked that. And so we three professors will ask three questions each to the students who are listening. That's you, folks. And then we invite you to call in and answer. And if you've got a question, ask us a trivia question. Here's the number to do that, 888-589-8840. I'll repeat that number in a second.
Repeat it.
If you have been on the air with us in the last 2 months, last 8 weeks, we ask you to wait a week, let other folks get an opportunity to call and get on the air with us. You have to be 11 years old or older to do this, okay? And then the number to call is 888-589-8840. So three of us, three questions each. That's nine total questions. JJ, there's something special about one of those questions.
Like you said, three questions each out of these original nine questions. One is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you happen to land on it, and answer it correctly, you're going to hear this sound.
Yep. Love the cowbells.
Love the cowbells
to start ringing.
And that means you're going to win yourself a really nice AFR cap. These really are good-looking caps. If you don't happen to win one, you can go to our store. You can get a cap, a T-shirt, a lot of different books and things, great resources, really good prices, and it helps the ministry.
Resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. You can take a look at the hat kind of up close, close-up picture. Buy one of those. There's all kinds of other products to help you in your walk for the Lord and to learn some things because, Tim, that's what we do here. We teach.
That's right.
All about some folks. Learning.
Education. All right, so go ahead, Ed. What do you got?
All right, here are my three questions. First question, who was the last czar to rule Russia? Mm-hmm. This comes before the communist revolution there. Who was the last czar to rule Russia? Second question, this one's a little bit easy. What are the imaginary horizontal and vertical lines around the earth called? What are the imaginary horizontal and vertical lines around the earth called? Mm-hmm. And then third question, this is a multiple choice. What is a double helix? Is it a 1960s cartoon titled Helix the Cat? Is it the shape?
Did you come up with these?
Yeah, I did.
What, pretty good.
What channel were you watching? Because we didn't watch PBS when I was a kid.
Well, I saw you guys have just given away the fact that that's not the answer.
Okay, Sorry.
Everybody knows Helix the Cat, you know, had a drug problem. And he,
not that I'm laughing at drug problems.
Well, no. But that's why he never made it.
Well,
but anyway, go ahead.
Start the question. Go ahead, over,
all right, please. Start over. What is a double helix, folks?
Yeah, double.
Multiple choice. Is it a 1960s cartoon titled Helix the Cat? Mm-hmm. Is it the shape of human DNA? Is it a nickname for dual exhausts on a car?
Or
none of the above.
Okay.
All right, that's all I've got for questions.
So my daughter, Sadie Morgan, 16, 17 years old, driving a convertible Mustang. Her birthday was coming up. Dad, I'm real sheepish. I just don't know how to bring this up. I don't know how to ask. You know, you say, what do we want for our birthday? I'm like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
She said, can I get sport mufflers. I just drew a blank on what you know, just exhaust.
The dual exhaust.
Yeah, but with the, you know, glass packs.
Oh, okay.
Can I get some glass packs for
those loud, annoying, drive you crazy, want to go kill somebody?
Absolutely. And I said, after I wiped the tear from my eye, I said, you're a girl after daddy's own heart. To get some glass packs for your Mustang, absolutely. Let's go.
So you did it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every once in a while, you know, you want to see one of your kids in camo and carrying a firearm, driving a vehicle that's loud and obnoxious. Sure.
I always ask the question, what if everybody does that?
You mean, wait, jumping off a cliff? Because I think you talked to my dad. You know, he used that
same If everybody
strategy.
Had those loud.
Yes.
Then
yes.
Okay, can I just.
But if you got a Camaro or a the Just Right truck or a convertible Mustang, you have to have a little bit of a throaty growl.
All right, so I got just one little thing here because you were talking about how you got to see your kids or, what, in my case, grandkids. There's certain things you say, oh, I hope one of my grandkids. So, the fourth grandkid, Noble, he's just not even 2 years old. But he was trying to tell us, we were over there, I think it was for my birthday, we were over there, and he wanted to watch something on TV, and he kept saying, hockey. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, one of my grandkids down there in the South is going to want to watch hockey. And so I got my phone out, and we got it on the TV, got YouTube, and I put my favorite team, the Bruins, on. And then he started going, no. And I could not understand. None of us could understand what he was wanting to watch. I thought he wanted to watch hockey. This is, you know, one of the best moments of my life. And then he finally started trying to explain, and we finally understood he was talking chocolate. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is what he was trying to say, but he mispronounced it.
Chocolate hockey.
Chalky hockey.
Maybe you wanted a hot pocket.
For a two-year-old.
I said, oh, man. I thought you wanted to watch
hockey.
Sorry
about that.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not too late, though.
Do you have questions?
Yes, here's what I've got. First question, in which book of the Bible will you find these verses? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and also they have sown the wind, and they will reap the whirlwind. Those verses are both in which book? Second question, Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island? Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian island? Third question, true or false, the traffic lights in Hershey, Pennsylvania are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. Is that true or false?
I hope that's true.
The traffic lights in Hershey, Pennsylvania are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. True or false?
I've been there and I know the answer to that.
All right.
All right, so my questions are as follows, and this was a question I came up with on my own. I didn't get
it. So you're sharing your heart.
Wait, you mean ChatGPT has been doing your questions all this time?
This is just something I came up with. Okay, so without looking at the calendar, that's important here. Without looking at the calendar, which months have 31 days? Okay.
Good question.
Without looking at
the calendar. Now, you've already helped us because you said months plural.
Yep. Yeah, there's more than one.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
If you don't know that. If you don't know that.
I'd have to go through, in my mind, I'd have to go through the months. I could do it, but.
That won't take very long. There are just 12.
That's what I want people to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Without looking.
Without looking at the calendar, which months have 31 days? Number two, what line does Dorothy use in The Wizard of Oz to get back to Kansas? All right.
I think it's you looking at me. Isn't that it?
I think that's the wrong movie, Ed. All right, and the wrong tone of voice. So my third question from the world of science, which I'm pretty good at.
Oh, yes.
Actually.
We know.
Okay. Which gas is most abundant in the Earth's atmosphere? Which gas is most abundant in the Earth's atmosphere? That is my third question. Let's go to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to Texas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, good professors. This is John from formerly of Cut and Shoot. Remember me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
How can we forget?
Howdy. Yeah. Well, I need to change my handle up because I live in Tyler, Texas now, and
yeah.
I think I'll call myself Rose City John because the Tyler Rose has already been taken.
Okay.
Yeah. So what?
You think it's important that you have a handle?
I think so.
Do you know how many Johns there are in Texas?
Is this your trivia question?
Now, John, I don't want to really be a bearer of bad news, but you and four other people are the only ones using a CB now. We phased that out. We phased that and waterbeds kind of all out right the same time there in the early 80s, so you don't really have to have a handle. You might want to get something for Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Okay, well,
John, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'd love to do both.
All right, which one do you want to try to answer?
I'll answer Ed's third question.
Okay, about the double helix. All right, what is a double helix? It's a multiple choice. Is it a 1960s cartoon titled Helix the Cat? Mm-hmm. Is it the shape of human DNA? Is it a nickname for dual exhausts on a car, or none of the above?
I'll choose DNA.
Yes, that
way
is correct.
Way to start us out,
it
John.
It is the shape of DNA.
It's that twisty thing that you see there when they give you results back.
It's also like in the Olympics it's a particular dive.
That would have been a good option.
Or a gymnastics routine on the floor.
A double helix.
Double helix.
Oh, man.
You do a double helix.
Yes.
That's good.
That's good. I should have had that as number.
Who is that guy that called all those fights, the Ali fights? Do a double helix in his voice. I know.
How would Cosette go south?
Out on the gymnastics floor attempting a double helix.
A double helix. Muhammad Ali.
All right, John, what do you got for us, my friend?
Okay, first off, I have a suggestion for all your listeners that hopefully could help out. Some of them call in sometimes and say, I don't have a question for you.
Right.
If they would, like on my phone, when I come up with a trivia, I put it in the notes in my phone, and I've got dozens.
So wow.
Maybe that'll help some of your listeners out. Okay. So here's one. Now, a little bit, and I got a comment to make after it. So please bear with me. I think you'll find it fascinating. Who said the following in the late 1890s or early 1900s? Here's what he said. Since my life as a prisoner has begun, I have heard the teachings of the white man's religion, and in many respects believe it to be better than the religion of my fathers, believing that in a wise way it is good to go to church and that associating with Christians would improve my character. I have adopted the Christian religion. I believe that the church has helped me much during the short time I have been a member. I am not ashamed to be a Christian. I am glad to know that the President of the United States is a Christian, for without the help of the Almighty, I do not think he could rightly judge in ruling so many people. I have advised all of my people who are not Christians to study that religion because it seems to me the best religion in enabling one to live right. So who said that?
I'm going to say sitting.
Can you repeat that?
No.
Oh, no?
Huh? No, don't do that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Gonna say, I'm going to say sitting bull.
It was long, but I think we get the idea. The only one I can think of is sitting bull.
I'm going to say horse. Squatting horse. Wasn't there a there was a sitting bull.
Sitting bull.
I don't. There's no squatting horse.
All right. What about
a Pocahontas, maybe? Was it a male or was it a chief?
I think it's chief.
Yeah. All right. John, what's the answer?
For the women's movement, the Indian.
Geronimo
said that. Wow. Wow.
All right. As he was diving off the cliff.
or the high dive at the pool.
I got the story on Geronimo, why that happened.
Thank you, John. Thanks. Appreciate you, brother.
So the troops, they were doing their jump, and they had just watched a movie about Geronimo. And this, everybody's talking about how scared everybody's going to be jumping out of the airplane. And one guy said, I'm not. Yeah, your knees are going to be knocking all the way down. He said, no, to prove how much composure I have, I'm going to yell Geronimo when I jump out of that airplane, and people on the ground are going to be able to hear it. And he did it. He just said, Geronimo. And that was like World War One or World War Two, and it has stuck to this day. And that was just some buddies watching Geronimo movie.
Is that true?
100%. Is that true? Yeah, 100% true. And he yelled Geronimo, and the people on the ground could hear it. And
it has to be World War Two because that's when we had the first paratroopers.
Right. So it was a World War Two thing that stuck. Isn't that amazing how some offhanded thing sticks for all those years, and people today don't even know why they're saying
where you got Geronimo from?
Into the pool, they say Geronimo.
That's right, off the high dive.
Tim, Ed, and JJ here. You're listening to American Family Radio's Trivia Friday. Thanks to John there, and that was a very good quote he gave us. We're from John. I'd never heard that before.
Me either. I certainly agree with Geronimo.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, there's your hashtag.
Amen. I agree
with
Geronimo.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Kansas, and Brad is on the line. Brad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, it's been over 2 years since I've been on here.
All right. You made it back.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I got cut off the last two times.
You got cut off.
Anyway. Third time's the charm, Brad. You can read that in the message Bible. Hey, ask, right. Answer, or do both.
Well, I'm going to ask and answer, but I'm also going to clear something up for about like 5 or 6 weeks ago on today's issues. You guys didn't have the answer.
Okay.
Just a quick one. You guys brought up a phrase called, or that goes by, I do declare, and you couldn't figure out who it was that said it.
I do declare.
Who was that?
I remember talking about that. It was on today's issues.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. All right, what's the answer, Brad?
Okay, well, since national security is involved here, I'll just hurry up and say it. Anyway, it come from none other than, I say, Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yeah.
I do declare.
That's one of Tim's favorite
characters. I say, Sean.
I do declare.
You ain't no
chicken. I thought it might be Gone with the Wind or something.
I say, Sean, you ain't no chicken hawk.
All right, Brad, which one of these questions you want to answer?
Yeah. The Bible question.
I declare. Here's what it is. In which book of the Bible will you find these verses? Both these verses are in the same book. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
And then the other one is they have sown the wind and they shall reap
the whirlwind.
That's not a politician saying that. That's
a famous quote from Chuck Schumer.
That's right. Which book of the Bible?
I believe that's in Hosea.
That's in Hosea. Nicely done. Hosea 4:6a and Hosea 8:7a, the first part of both of those verses. So many things that people, even politicians, throw around. They don't realize.
Yeah, going to reap that whirlwind.
Quoting the Bible. What's your question for us, Brad?
We're going to keep it in the theology. So y'all have heard the little saying that it's not in the Bible, but the saying is all paths lead to God.
Yes.
You've heard that, right?
It's the verse right under cleanliness is next to godliness. And a penny saved is a penny earned.
And God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Now, so the question is that true? Now, if you know your Bible, you'll get this right.
Okay, what's the question?
So the question is, all paths lead to God. Is that true?
Is that true?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my goodness. None of you know your Bible.
No, you're thinking.
I know. I didn't answer.
Yeah, Tim's waiting.
I withheld my opinion there. I was contemplating. Okay. But JJ and Ed decided to go out there and answer for all of us.
I think JJ and I can defend our answer, though.
Okay, go ahead, Brad.
All right, I have to explain this one. Now, after the rapture happens, the 7 years, then the 1,000 years millennial reign, and then earth is done, or a new earth and all that good stuff. Okay, we've already been judged, so Christians are not going to be judged at the thing called the White Throne Judgment. So who's sitting on the White Throne Judgment? God himself. So all the evil people who refuse salvation are going to be standing before God, so their path led them to God.
You know, you got to be standing on one foot, standing in the only corner of your house where you get enough bars, and squint. And on that one foot, you got to be tiptoeing to come to that conclusion. Hey, buddy.
Thank you,
Brad.
I will say this, Brad. That is a good effort, and it's a manner of speaking. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I can see your point. A point well made. Everyone's going to wind up before God at some point. Good on you, sir. Thank you, Brad.
All right. I know it's a minute or two early, but instead of going to the phones, we'll take our break.
Can I make mention? 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Alexandria, Louisiana. It's Thursday evening, September the 18th at the Randolph Riverfront Center. It's a ticketed event. You have to get a ticket today. Kim, the executive director, they have 800 to 1,000 people there for caterers reasons.
What is it for?
It's a pregnancy resource center, CINLA Pregnancy Center, Alexandria, Louisiana. You have to buy a ticket today if you plan to attend.
So 2 weeks from yesterday. 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yes, yes. And
sounds wonderful. What's the name of the place again?
CINLA Pregnancy Center.
The
Randolph Riverfront Center.
Wow.
So you can't just show up. It's a ticketed event.
Right.
And hey, you can go to JJ Jasper Official. I've got the flyer right there with all the info.
Good.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Finally, some good news. Over 38,000 babies saved and more than 4,000 commitments to Christ through the ministry of Preborn this year alone. Here's Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
But if we can get a mom into one of our clinics and show her her baby, and she has that close encounter of the best kind in her womb, she will choose life.
Preborn's networks of clinics provide hope, love, free ultrasounds, and the gospel in action across America. This is Ed Vitagliano. Will you join Preborn and AFR as we rescue 70,000 babies' lives this year? For $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound and help save a baby's life. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Hey, Scooby! Scooby, Scooby-Doo, looking for you.
Scooby-Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Over there.
All the stars are here, waiting for you. Couldn't have a show without you.
Scooby-Doo never got the credit.
Rot-row.
That he deserved.
Oh, talk about that. Helix the cat. You never hear anything about Helix.
Yeah. It's some of these animated characters.
Yeah.
Who added so much to the American experience.
Wait, and they're not in the animated character hall of fame.
Scooby-Doo. Now, do you guys, seriously, do you guys not remember Felix the cat?
I think I've heard of
it. I do.
Felix the Cat.
Felix the Cat.
It was a little play on words.
I must have been watching whatever was on the other channel. Because I've heard of it, but I don't think I ever saw
Felix
it.
Felix the Cat
That was a cartoon. It was a cartoon strip, wasn't it?
It was a cartoon strip. It was both.
All right. Repeat our questions quickly, fellows, and then back to the phone.
All right. Yeah. I'll have to add one.
First
question. Who was the last czar to rule Russia? This is right before the Communist Revolution. Question number two. What are the imaginary horizontal and vertical lines around the Earth called? That's pretty easy, folks. You should get that.
Unicorns.
There's the deal. You got an old boy sitting out there in the woods eating the wrong kind of mushrooms. He's going to have some imaginary horizontal and vertical lines going through his mind. It's just a matter of time when that's going to happen if he's sitting on a stump making wrong decisions.
And I'm going to add a czar question.
You add you a czar question.
I'm adding.
You mean like the border czar that we are so proud of?
Well, this will go to that. This is going to explain a lot. The Russian word czar... Mm-hmm. comes from what Latin word meaning emperor?
Oh.
The word means, czar means emperor, but it comes from a Latin word, which also means emperor. So what is that word? But it does go to show you that when executives, chief executives, the president, appoint this czar or that czar, they're basically appointing an emperor. At least that's what the word means.
Wow. Here's what I've got. First question. Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian Island? Pearl Harbor is located on which Hawaiian Island? Second question, this is true or false, the traffic lights in Hershey, Pennsylvania are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. Is that true or false?
I want that to be true.
And then I'm going to add one. How many, you guys know about the Appalachian Trail, correct?
Sure.
This is multiple choice. How many U.S. states does the Appalachian Trail run through? A, 7, B, 11, or C, 14? Appalachian Trail, starting around Georgia.
Say that word again.
I'm struggling with it. Appalachian.
You're in Appalachian America.
I know it, and I get a check. I'm modest about it, but I get a check every month, because of being an Appalachian American. No, how many states does the Appalachian Trail run through? 7, 11, or 14?
Without looking at your calendar. Folks, don't look at your calendar, but tell me, one of my questions, my first question is, which months have 31 days? All right? Second question, what line does Dorothy use in The Wizard of Oz to get back to Kansas? Got that?
Got it.
Third question, from the world of science, which I'm
very good at.
I try to be modest about my knowledge.
That was your thesis, wasn't it?
Huh?
It had to do with science, your thesis.
All I know is that when I was in college, my science class was called science. That's how basic it was.
Yeah. Here's which gas is most abundant in the Earth's atmosphere? That's what I want to know. The Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah.
Which gas is the most abundant? And it's not diesel.
There's the deal. If you're in a helicopter hovering over a cattle ranch, it's going to be a little different answer than the one you're looking for.
Yeah, I'd hope not to go there, but evidently the old Kentucky boy decided I go straight for
well,
that.
Well, you know how those Appalachian boys are.
Appalachian or Appalachian?
I go straight for the cattle method.
I don't even know how to say Missouri or Missouri. I never even got that straight.
I grew up in New England. Nevada. We pronounce it Appalachian. That doesn't mean that's the way they pronounce it everywhere.
What do you say, Tim? Because I'll fix that problem right now.
Appalachia? Am I wrong?
Appalachia.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's in certain parts of the area.
Where there's more gas in other places.
You get off the trail some places. It's Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Yeah, let's go back.
And let me just say this. Wherever you are you don't disagree with the people there when they pronounce it one way. You don't say, that's dumb, because you'll wind up.
Well, you know the old saying, when in Appalachia.
Do what the Appalachians
right.
do.
So Nevada, how do you guys pronounce that?
Nevada.
Not Nevada?
Just like you did.
Okay, yeah. Then we've got this set up, too.
We're in agreement.
We're learning people's stuff.
All right, we go to Alabama, and Larry the Cable Guy is on the line. Welcome to Trivia Friday. I probably shouldn't have said that. Well, he's kind of crude or something, isn't he? Okay. Sorry.
Well,
sorry,
I'm not,
folks.
I'm not the cable guy, but
right.
I'm a longtime listener, and I've been on your show several times. And I've been a little busy lately on Fridays. I've been listening, but I hadn't been able to participate, so it's good to be back with you guys.
Well,
love
you're my favorite Larry now.
Well, Larry, you got me curious. What have you been busy doing? I'm a little bit nosy.
Well, I hate to say that because my wife might get jealous.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's just.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try the 31-day month.
Well, you didn't look at the calendar, did you, Larry?
No, sir. And
all right.
I can tell you a sure way.
To remember it?
To do this.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Here's my question. Without looking at the calendar, which months have 31 days? Go.
January, mm-hmm. March, May, July, August, October, December.
There
that,
you go.
That many?
You got them all.
Now,
yeah.
He knows this little ditty that he's going to help us. Do the thing, Larry, so we'll know that little rhyming thing.
Okay, make a fist and touch your knuckle. That's a 31, that's January. That's a 31-day month. Then touch in between your knuckles.
Down in the valley.
That is right. Then go to the other knuckle. It'll be another 31-day. Mm-hmm. And then in between your knuckles will be less, then back on top of the knuckle is the 31 day.
I had this little finger broken, so I wound up with a leap year doing that.
So, Larry, where'd you learn this? Where'd you learn this? So?
Believe it or not,
yeah.
I was probably about 7 or 8 years old in elementary school.
Yeah.
And we got great teachers here, or we did.
Yeah.
And just wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And they taught us little things like that, just fun things.
Well, see, I've heard a little rhyme. I thought he was going to do that little rhyme. January has so-and-so.
Yeah, I've heard the rhyme before, but I can't keep that in my head.
Well, now it's rap, so you got to have a lot of bass to really make it. Memorable.
All right, bring on your question for us, Larry.
Name the Dallas Cowboys defensive end who took the 1979 season off to pursue a pro boxing career and then returned the very next year in 1980.
Ed Too Tall Martin.
Wow. Ed Too Tall Jones.
You're amazing.
Right?
Too Tall Jones?
I think Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah, there was a Martin on there too. You're right.
I think
you're right, Ed.
Jones.
It's Ed Too Tall Jones.
Is that the answer?
Yes, sir. You got it.
Tim, you got us going in the right direction and good assist there.
There was a Harvey Martin or something who also played on the Cowboys.
Wasn't that Mr. and Miss Martin's boy?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was real good with the nickel.
With taking his fist and being able to know how many.
With the knuckle riddles.
Yes. Hey, Larry,
Larry.
Excellent little clue thing for.
Say hello to your other brother, Larry.
Oh, man.
All right. That was Larry. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Florida.
Yeah.
We don't get many calls from Florida. Shannon is on the line. Shannon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Hey, Shannon, welcome. Where do you live in Florida?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah,
okay, wonderful.
Got a nice station there.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the one about the imaginary line.
All right, here you go, Shannon. What are the imaginary horizontal and vertical lines around the Earth called?
Latitude and longitude.
Yeah.
There we go.
Done. All right, now.
Okay, my question for you, and before you ask that one.
Okay.
You and Shannon, Ed.
Yeah.
How do you know they're imaginary?
Oh.
Well.
Huh?
Well, I've
you neither
seen
deny
them.
Nor confirm?
I've never seen them.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't mean they don't exist.
That is true.
Because you've never seen the wind either. It exists.
That is
Am
true.
I right?
No, you're right. Absolutely okay. Right. All right, Shannon, for a hat, for an AFR ball cap, which one's which? You said longitude and latitude. Which one's horizontal? Which one's vertical?
Horizontal is latitude, and vertical is longitude.
That is
correct. Wow, you're on fire, girl.
And so we're going to send you an AFR travel, ball cap, and hope you enjoy. Do you wear ball caps?
She is now.
I do, actually.
Good. Okay. Hey, this really is a good-looking cap.
It is. Good-looking cap. And I know you got a question for us. But, Shannon, when you're through on the air, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get you a hat in the mail. How's that?
Great. That's awesome. Sacagawea said to tell you hello.
Sacagawea.
Yeah, Shannon goes way back.
Well, yes. That's old school.
How long have you been listening, Shannon? Like 10 years or more?
Longer than that.
Since 2012.
Wow.
2012. That was Sacagawea. That was across the street in the
old
building. Had the video studio
For those who don't know what you're talking about, you're talking about our studios that used to exist across the street.
Right.
This goes way back.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Shannon, what's your question for us?
Okay. I got my master's degree in Gainesville, Florida, home of the Gators.
Yep. Florida Gators, right there.
What is the original name of Gainesville?
The
original name of Gainesville, Florida. Gainesville.
I wonder if it's an Indian name because you got so much of Native American presence there.
Where?
In Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Hey, we don't know. You're going to have to. Let's take another sip of Gatorade while we're thinking about it.
A Gatorade was invented.
I know it, right there on the campus.
Yeah.
So give us a hint. Can you give us a hint, Shannon?
It's an animal, sort of.
An imaginary animal?
Oh, Platypusville. That's right.
Platypusville.
That was in It's a Wonderful Life, too. Remember that town?
I bet that boat didn't take long to change. Who's in favor of changing the name of our town? Raise your hand.
Yeah, because nobody can spell it.
Platypusville.
She better tell us.
When I tell you, you'll know why they changed
go.
It.
Okay.
Hogtown.
Hogtown.
Yeah.
Hogtown.
Changed the name.
So I'm guessing it was a lot of butchering and
a lot of pig farmers.
A lot of pig farmers.
Yeah.
Wow. Hogtown. Yeah.
Hey, make sure and stay on the line, Shannon, so we can get your address and send you that cap.
Hey,
congratulations. I got a crazy bizarre Jacksonville, Florida story.
I'm shocked.
I think I can tell it quickly. So
I'd be shocked at that too.
I was traveling as a roadie, but he called me his road manager, Randy Cutlip, formerly with Three Dog Night. He was best friends with Leon Wilkerson, the bass player for the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band.
Wow.
And he had come to faith in Christ. We were traveling. We were getting near Jacksonville. He said, let's stop in Jacksonville and say hi to my buddy. True story. We pull in, knock on the door. They open the door. Leon Wilkerson, bass player for Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of the few survivors from that crash.
Yeah.
He said, come on in. There's a room full of people in there. And he was just making the transition from being wild and crazy to being a believer. And everybody was making a lot of wrong decisions. He said, hey, Randy, say hi to some guys. There's the lead singer for Boston. There's so-and-so with the Eagles. And I wish I'd remembered all these top-tier marquee ban people. Then he said, hey, they're in here doing a lot of stuff that you guys aren't comfortable with. And he threw us his keys of his brand new Porsche. And he said, just go get something to eat and I'll catch up with you later. We're going down the road in this brand new Porsche and we can't find the lights. And it's getting dark. And we run through a stop sign, get pulled over by the police. And he says, this is not my car. I'm trying to find the lights. Whose car is it? It's Leon Wilkerson's. Police officer said, go ahead. Just go on. Because I guess they know he must have done a lot of charity things, yeah, or they knew how famous he was. But that's an honest-to-goodness true story.
Two-tier justice system.
That's the moral of the story. I was going to get there. Thank you for connecting the dots. But I told my – that came up the other day when I was telling that story to my kids. They said, Dad, you tell us the same story about walking across the parking lot and the snow cone falling off. You tell us that story 50 times, and you're just now telling us this story?
I've never heard this story.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't it's wait amazing. To get to the nursing home and start telling the same stories
that
over and over.
Say, though, you going to cross the parking lot with a snow cone.
And it, and it falls off and flops in the parking lot.
You tell us that 50 times. That sounds like my house.
10 years from now, you're going to tell it 10 times a day.
Tell the same story. You're waiting for your tapioca pudding at the nursing home.
But isn't that a crazy story with a lot of different twists and turns?
Yeah, good grief. Two-tier justice system. Is that what you got out of that story? All right, let's go to Louisiana. And Al is on the phone. Al,
you can call me.
Huh?
You can call me. Al.
I can't call you Al.
You know it's a song reference. He knows the lyrics of every single 70s and 80s song.
I don't know what you're talking about. Al, from Louisiana. Hang on just a second, my brother. What is that? What song is that, Al? You can call me Al. You're not talking about you can call me Ray, are you?
No, you just skipped the 80s, didn't you?
I did.
Did you?
In terms
That's
of music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you just dive into what?
Well,
were you in a monastery?
No, I became a Christian, Tim, and I just stopped listening to that worldly music.
Okay. Well,
but
I did.
Now I picked back up in the 2000s.
That was a line from a song by Paul Simon.
Oh, well, Paul Simon.
You can call me Al. You never heard that?
No,
sing
I never
a couple more bars. I want to see if I can connect with it.
If you be my bodyguard, I will be your long-lost friend.
I think I have heard that.
He was with Chevy Chase in the video.
I have heard that.
Paul Simon's like 5'5", Chevy Chase 6'5", and they're like, just like they're sitting anyway. You asked me.
I did. I wanted
you
to
ask me.
All right, Al from Louisiana, welcome to Trivia Friday, brother. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, sir. Don't worry. Can y'all hear me okay?
We sure can.
What part of Louisiana do you live in? Where you from?
Oh, Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Middle of Cajun country, Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Yes, sir.
Lafayette.
Boudin country.
Mm-hmm. And with a last name like Wheeler, you can tell I'm a transplant.
Wheeler.
Well, I'm not originally from here.
Okay.
Here's a little bit of sideline for you. My original home state is Missouri.
Missouri.
Okay.
Missouri. My hometown.
Way up north.
Here's a little riddle I'd like to give everybody down here. You've heard of it, but you haven't heard of it. My hometown is Louisiana, Missouri.
Oh.
No kidding.
That always amazes me when that you have.
Tim has
lived in Louisiana state.
Tim Wildman has a thing like that. He was born in Houston, Texas, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Texas, Missouri.
I heard that last week on there.
Yeah. Hey, Al, you want to ask an answer or do both, sir?
I'll do both for y'all.
Which one you want to answer?
This will be fun. True or false, Hershey question.
Here's the question. It's true or false, as you mentioned. The traffic lights in Hershey, Pennsylvania are shaped like Hershey's Kisses. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is 100% true.
Yep.
I'm glad.
100% true.
I went there about 6 or 7 years ago or so and saw that. That was pretty cool.
Our family went a couple of years ago, and it's worth the visit. If you're just looking for a road trip, you go by the plant, they give you free candy after you take the free tour.
Right.
But the Hershey fella, he really was generous and did so much for the town, parks, this, that, libraries. And, I mean, they really poured back into the town.
Well,
so it's everything. It's all about Hershey's.
I like when companies do that.
Yes.
They pour back into the
community. Hey, did you guess or did you know that, Al?
I just guessed. I just guessed, but you almost got to think it's a no-brainer.
Well, yeah, but some of these things are a little kooky, and you just never know. Hey, what's your question for us?
I got a couple of them, so I'll give you all a choice. I have an old TV trivia question, or I have a sports question I can give you.
Go with sports question so Tim and Ed will be able to slam dunk it.
Tim and Ed slam dunk it?
Okay, yes.
Let me see if I can pull it up there real quick. Okay. All right, listen, I guess about 4 or 5 weeks ago, y'all remember Ryan Sandberg passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
On your show, I think it was a show that same week, somebody had the question of what was his nickname.
That was my question. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Well, I had, after he passed away, I had done a little reading on him, and I found out that his parents were huge baseball fans. And when Ms. Sandberg was pregnant with Ron, they were going to name him after a baseball player that they were fans of. Y'all name this baseball player.
All right, hang on. We're gonna talk amongst ourselves here. Okay, now it can't be Nolan Ryan, right? I mean, because
no,
that'd
be contemporaries.
Yeah, they'd be.
So they were gonna have him. So that's gonna be like a '60s or '70s player. But Ryan, R-Y-N-E, could have been
probably gonna be
last name.
Probably gonna be more like a '50s.
Oh, so it was Ryan. That's how you spell it, R-Y-N-E.
I think it was R-Y-N-E. Ryan I think I might be.
Did he played for the Cubs.
I don't know.
Is he second baseman or something?
All right.
I don't know. Maybe
y'all got
maybe right. Ryan remember, Sandberg. So I'll admit.
Y'all remember anybody else named Ryan?
I don't.
Like from the '50s, like Tim mentioned.
No, I
don't. All right, you're gonna have to tell us, Al.
Okay, they named him after a guy named Ryan Duren, D-U-R-E-N. He was a hard-throwing relief pitcher for the New York Yankees in the late '50s. And apparently Ryan Sandberg's parents were big fans of him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. Good trivia.
Wow.
Good
trivia. That's a deep dive. That's
sure
a,
is.
On a degree of difficulty right there, that's a 9.8 on a scale of 10.
Hey,
that's
thanks,
a hard.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Yes. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We'll take another call before we go to break.
Yeah, let's go to Oklahoma, and Mike is
on
the line. Why not? Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear you.
Good to be heard,
yeah, Mike,
brother.
Thanks for calling.
Howdy, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, howdy.
Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I live in Bartlesville.
Oh, all right.
Gotcha. Northeast Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right.
We ask him that every time.
Okay.
For like 2 years.
Okay.
So I know where he lives. He
Sorry,
got his address.
Mike, I apologize to you that
like
I did not
Coke
remember
and
you.
Pepsi.
That I did not remember you out of the hundreds of people we talked to.
That's why I'm here, Ed. We all have our gifts.
We all have our gifts, our strengths.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of weakness.
Listen, I can't even remember contemporaries. I walk around the building with employees and go, what's
We've
your name
We've been talking
again?
About that in staff meetings. Poor Ed can't even remember.
That's okay.
At least you know you don't know. That's a step in the right direction.
That's right.
Is
that's
it?
Right.
I can get better?
That's what you're
saying I can get better?
That's what your therapist told you. You remember when you were stretched out on the couch, and he said, at least you know you don't know? So that's one of the 12 steps.
That's half the battle right
that's
there.
Exactly right.
All right, Mike, ask, answer, or do both. Help me out here, brother.
Well, I'll do both, but the one I really wanted to answer was the one about the months, but got beat on that, but I'll answer a simple one, and then I'll ask one for you.
Hey, wait, Mike, I want to jump in. Do you know that little ditty to get us to the month thing? Do you remember that little rhyme thing?
No, I used the knuckle method.
Really? I'd never heard of the knuckle method.
No, I hadn't either. Yeah. Well, did you and the other fella, did y'all go to different schools together? Or is that something?
I'm sure we did.
All right. Hey, go ahead and answer your question.
Yeah, about the gas, the most abundant gas.
Yes, the question that Mike's going to answer is, which gas is most abundant in the Earth's atmosphere, Mike?
Yeah, that would be nitrogen.
Yes, it is.
So he's in Phillips 66 country.
I would guess, what does that have to do with
He knows about Earth's, gases Earth's atmosphere. And things. He just knows about stuff.
You're talking about drilling oil.
Tim's on a roll now.
He's getting triggered.
Better play it close to the vest.
He's getting triggered easy on this Friday.
Hey, guys, 2 weeks ago, there was somebody called in and answered a question or had a question about the highest elevated airport in the United States.
Yeah.
I think JJ was absent that day. But anyway, it was Leadville, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's also the highest city in the United States, elevation-wise.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. I know Denver's known as the Mile High City, but you go on into the Rockies there, and you get Leadville.
Leadville's a bit over 10,000 feet.
Wow.
Man.
I landed at the highest airport in the world. It was in, over near Bolivia. I forget now, La Paz? Or what was the name? Anyway.
There is a La Paz, Bolivia. It's the capital, I think.
Hey, hold on. Can you, Mike, hold on through the break, okay?
If you don't mind. Guys.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to come back with it since we're short of time here. All right, so, Mike, hold on. You got a question for us, and we'll be back. We'll reset our questions and have another 25 minutes or so of Learning University after this short timeout.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.